This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in at this time from NHL.com, Dan Rosen on the Fan Morning Show. Dan, good morning. How is everything?
Everything is good. How are you guys?
Good in
Excellent.
Pittsburgh now. 6-7, 3 in a row. Look at him go. Casey DeSmith played well last night. But we do talk about the captain, because when you talk about the Penguins, I think it starts and ends a lot of times with the captain. Post-concussion, is this maybe as good a stretch as you've seen Sid?
He's been terrific. He's always terrific. I mean, we have to couch that, right, by saying we're our level that we're starting at when talking with Sidney Crosby is a terrific level, okay? But this season, he's maybe even been a more dynamic 200-foot player than we've seen in the past, which is really remarkable. I mean, he's got 92 points. He's above the 30-goal threshold. He's going to hit the 60-assist mark very soon, maybe the next game. And he's also killing penalties, generating some production shorthanded. I don't have a vote, but I don't see how he doesn't get votes for the Selke Trophy this season. And I know that's been a narrative in Pittsburgh. Push Sid for the Selke, which makes sense on a national perspective too. Like he's controlling everything when he goes out there, and this might be the best we've seen him in a long time, and that is saying something, because his best comes almost every year.
One of the guys who's benefited the most from Sidney Crosby consistently being great, especially over the last 8 to 10 games, would be Jared McCann, Dan. And did they just completely misdiagnose what a guy with Jared McCann's talent level was able to do down in Florida?
Well, I mean, maybe, but he's playing with some pretty good players now too. You know, let's not forget it. I mean, this is what happens when players come to the Penguins and they get a chance to play with Sidney Crosby or Evgeny Malkin. I mean, a lot of times they flourish. Now, in Florida, you have Barkov, who's a terrific center, and Trocheck, who's a terrific center, but it's a different level when you get to Sidney Crosby, when you get to Evgeny Malkin. I mean, it's just a different level. And McCann's been a very good player. I mean, this has been a really good trade. Think about this trade from Jim Rutherford's perspective. What he got and what he gave up, this has been a remarkable trade, and it's really, at this point, making a huge difference in the Penguins' season. I mean, McCann's only 22 years old, too. If you think about that, I mean, he's just scratching the surface now of what he might be able to be, and, you know, this is what happens when you get a chance to play with number 87. He makes you better.
Dan Rosen, NHL.com, right here on the Fan Morning Show. We were discussing a few hours ago on our show about how Brian Dumoulin may be able to walk through Ross Park Mall, big mall here, and not be recognized. Just to kind of look, well, that guy's
athletic.
Tall,
though. He's tall.
Yeah, I don't know exactly who he is, but he's somebody. That being said, he's one of the most underappreciated guys in our town for sure. And in the NHL, what he does to bind this team and different roles that he can play dependent on injuries, it's fascinating to me, Dan.
Yeah, he's kind of a throwback, you know, but in a modern way. Does that make any sense? Like, he plays a hard-nosed game. He's in your face. He doesn't take anything from anybody. He's just that type of guy, and you know he's going to be there every time he plays. I really do like his game a ton. And then when you factor in the fact that he can move, he can skate, he can move the puck, he can do things that you need from a modern-day defenseman. That's why I'd say like he's sort of a throwback with the modern-day principles. You know, I mean, you look at his numbers this year, 20. He's not blowing you away, but he's giving you a solid 21 minutes a night every game that he's in the lineup. He's just been really good. He's just a really solid player. Kills penalties for you. He play on their power play if they needed him to. They don't really need him to, but he can play on their power play. He's got that type of skill set. And, you know, you think about where this guy came from. I mean, this was, you know, second-round pick, and now he's played in over 300 games for this team. It's a big hit for them. It was a second-round pick for Carolina, I believe. It was a big hit for them with Dumoulin. And I just really like his game. I think he's a glue guy on this team that, like you said, sort of pulls everyone together from a defensive perspective, and it's paying off right now.
Dan Rosen of NHL.com with us on the Fan Morning Show. In the same way that playing with Sidney Crosby and Jake Guentzel has obviously been a huge help to Jared McCann, what has it meant to Eric Branson to be able to walk onto this blue line as compared to what was going on in Vancouver and for the last two nights especially give them 20-plus minutes back there?
Yeah, I mean, in a way, it's about slotting, right? So, you know, I talked to Jim Rutherford about this, and there was a knock, obviously, on Gabranson's game when he was in Vancouver, that he was playing in a role that didn't really fit his skill set on a team that needed more speed and maybe a better player in that role. And now he comes to Pittsburgh, a team that doesn't necessarily need more speed, can allow him to play his style and slot him in the right way. And even then, when he plays better, as they've done the last couple of nights, beef up his minutes, 21 last night, 20, almost 23, I think, the night, you know, against Washington. He's playing with confidence now on a team that's playing with confidence, and in a role that probably suits him better, and they're not asking him to change his game at all. Whereas in Vancouver, I think there was a lack of confidence on a team that wasn't playing all that well, and in a role that maybe didn't fit him the most appropriate. And smart, it's just another smart coaching job here by Mike Sullivan and Jacques Martin to fit a defenseman in to their system, but allow him to play his game.
Last thing for you, Dan Rosen, NHL.com. Does Washington believe for the long haul they can beat Pittsburgh, or was last year a one-off? Like, is the balance of power tilted?
Nah. I think Washington believes it can beat Pittsburgh. I don't see why it can't. I mean, they did it. They got over the hump. That was the biggest thing. Once they got over the hump last year, they were not going to be stopped. Right? I mean, I know they ran into Tampa, and Tampa was a good team, and that went seven games, but you saw how Washington put the clamps down on Tampa in Game 6 and 7 of that series, shutting down Kucherov and Stamkos. You saw they did it against Vegas. There's nothing to indicate to me that the old Capitals are going to come back. You know, where they just don't think they can do it. You know, their pants get a little soiled when they face up against the Penguins. I don't see that happening at all. If it comes down to a playoff matchup, I'm not saying the Caps win it, but the Caps are not going to lose it because they're going to kill themselves, as they've done in the past at times. They're confident now.
Right.
They believe.
Gotcha. Dan Rosen, NHL.com. Dan, we thank you so very much. Have a great weekend of hockey. It's starting to be that pressure-packed time. Thank you much.
You guys
Thanks,
too.
Dan.
Thanks.
All right. Good stuff, as always, from Dan. He's so tuned in to everybody, just casually. Yeah, I talked to Jim Rutherford the other day.
Just,
that's the way it works.
Hanging out with GMJR.
I know.
Day,
I'd like to see his the contacts in Dan Rosen's phone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.